Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts. We are podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail or text message number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com, which is where you can also send us a voice memo.
It's true. And please do visit our website, forever35podcast.com. For some links to everything we mention on the show, you can follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast. You can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Forever35Podcast, where the password is serums. And you can sign up for the brand new Forever, well, brand newly relaunched Forever 35 Podcast newsletter. The first issue went out last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big hit. Everyone's talking about it.
Everyone, from the queen herself to Michelle Obama to Sandra Bullock.
And you can sign up for that at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
Indeed you can, Dori. Indeed you can. Well, Dori Shafrir.
Well, Kate Spencer.
You have been accomplishing what I strive for.
Go on.
You have been removing Twitter and Facebook off your phone.
Well, you don't have Twitter on your phone.
I have Twitter completely blocked, so I cannot look at Twitter. But I do have Facebook on my phone. And we should say, if you follow my Instagram, you might know that I was kicked off of Facebook for reasons unbeknownst to me, but I am back on somehow. But and still addicted to it. You know what? Turns out getting kicked off Facebook didn't change my need to use it.
Yeah, you know, I came to the conclusion that at least lately, my issue has not really been Twitter.
Oh, it's okay.
It's been Facebook.
Okay, go on. Just like Twitter, constant.
You know what it is? Because I barely participate on Twitter anymore. So it's never like I'm like in conversation with anyone. I just kind of like check in, see what's going on, and then I'm like, okay, bye. Like, it just doesn't hold my attention in the same way. Whereas on Facebook, I'm now in all of these groups. And I feel like this, I've just fallen into Mark Zuckerberg's trap, because this is exactly what he wanted people to do. He wanted people to join these groups and then never be able to get off Facebook.
Yep.
And there were a couple groups in particular that were like, you know, buy sell groups, local buying and selling groups. Mm-hmm, and I was finding myself getting kind of like caught up in the excitement of people doing these like big sales. And I was like, why am I driving all over Los Angeles to pick up like a $5 shirt? You know what I mean? Like, the carbon footprint of that is like not great.
Mm-hmm,
And I don't know. Like, I, on the one hand, I am trying to like participate more in the secondhand economy and sell my own stuff and buy stuff secondhand. On the other hand, the way these sales are set up, where like the first person to claim something like wins the item, I was finding very stressful and feeling like I needed to be like tethered to my phone to make sure that I didn't miss some like hot item. And I was like, this is not good for me. I am not enjoying this. So I've kind of shifted my strategy with these buying and selling groups, which is that I will occasionally post an ISO. I'll be like, hey, I'm looking for XYZ. Does anyone have one to sell? And then people are like, oh, I have this thing. Instead of me just like constantly checking these sales for something that I don't even know that I want or need, but that I get like swept up in the excitement of like, quote unquote, bidding on. You're not really bidding, but like, that's kind of what it feels like. And then when you win, you get like this rush of winning some like eBay auction or something.
Oh, that's exactly when you're describing this. It reminds me of how I'd get so focused on winning an eBay auction that I would bid way over what I originally yes. planned on spending. And then like the coming down from that is like a kind of an awful feeling.
Yeah. And so I don't know. And just also like mindlessly scrolling through Facebook just to see what people are talking about. And I was like, this is not serving me. So I'm going to take it off my phone and just kind of see where we're at.
Okay.
And so I've just been checking it like when I'm at my computer, just looking at it on the old desktop, both Twitter and Facebook.
That old fashioned machine.
The old fashioned, I mean, it's a laptop, but it feels like a, you know, it has a, I have an external monitor, so it sort of feels like a desktop. Anyway, that's just what's been going on with me. And, I don't think I'm necessarily like cutting down on my phone screen time mm-hmm. because I'm still like, you know, if there's periods like when I'm just like bored or just need a mental break and I turn to my phone, but I'm like looking at different things.
I do the same thing. You find something new to
look at. You find something else to fill the time. So whether it's like playing a game or doing a crossword or looking at TikTok, which feels different. TikTok to me doesn't even feel like a social network because I'm not participating in it. You know what
You're
I mean?
Just consuming.
I'm just
yeah.
I'm just consuming. And so it's just like, it's a brain break for me. But I'm not producing anything on TikTok. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, thus concludes my analysis of the various social networks currently available to us on our phones. And just, you know, sort of reevaluating my relationship with all of them. So that's
always
where I'm at.
Good. Always good.
Always good. Oh, and the other thing, I'm trying to not make the phone be the first thing I look at in the morning.
Oh, but it's so hard.
It's so hard. And, you know, even though I don't keep my phone in my room, I was like getting up, going to the phone, like taking, like right away. That would be like yeah, the first yeah. thing I was doing. And I'm trying not to do that anymore. So this morning I read a little bit before I okay. got out of bed.
That's good you replaced it with something else. That seems like a very smart practice.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Okay. Anyway, enough about moi. How are you?
I am coming out of, I kind of put myself through the self-loathing ringer in the last 24 hours because
I don't like to hear that.
I know. I appreciate that. But I missed a deadline for something that is related to my children. And it really screws up a lot of stuff. And I, you know, reached out to try to amend the situation and it didn't happen. And so I'm feeling a lot of guilt and shame about it. And yeah. And so it dawned on me that I had missed this deadline while I was sitting outside in the park yesterday with like three other mothers. We were all gathered for one kid's like outdoor masked playground birthday, like three other kids. Mm-hmm. So I like figured it out. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm at this gathering, but I'm about to start crying because I'm so upset that I did this, like screwed this up. So I was like trying not to cry while I was like,
oh.
you know, like it was really... Of course, I also have my period, so I'm sure that has heightened the kind of just feelings that I'm having. But, you know, so I was really upset and really angry at myself and like angry at my brain and angry that this is the way I am, that I miss stuff and I forget stuff and I am disorganized and it's how I've been my whole life and it brings up a lot of feelings for me. Then this morning, I was drinking my coffee and, you know, it was like 6 a.m. and I found myself, I was on my phone, randomly on a GoFundMe page for someone who has passed away. And they passed away a while ago. And again, like, I don't even know. I got on this page in a very roundabout way and made no sense. But this person had written a message to their friends and family on the page. And it said, and I read it and I was like, oh my God. And it said, forget whatever is bothering you. Take a walk and find joy in each breath. I promise it's there if you look. And I was reading this and I'm like, this person, you know, they passed away 4 years ago. I don't know them. And I was just, you know, reflecting on how devastating that kind of loss is for their community and family and friends. And those words just like, they really hit me in a moment where I was like, this, it caused me to reflect on how hard I was being on myself. I was being really hard on myself. And really leaning into like the self-loathing and shame instead of just kind of giving myself, you know, some grace and letting it go. So I took this person, I really hit that, those words really hit me. And it was also just kind of like, wow, I mean, I appreciate that this person wrote that and weirdo me found it years later because it was just something I needed to hear at the right time. And also it refocused like, God, I'm making a mountain out of a molehill. And like, here is this person who's no longer alive, encouraging people to like live their lives and find joy. And I was like, thank you. I'm gonna listen to you. So anyway, that was like a kind of a poignant moment for me today. And, you know, life is hard. Everything is hard. But those were powerful words to read today. So trying to go into the day with that reminder.
Yeah. It is hard when we like put all this pressure on ourselves and also when we're responsible for all this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, look, you and I could do a 10-part podcast on the mental load.
Yeah.
And you know, it was also interesting that it brought up such feelings that I've had my whole life because I've always struggled with like reading instructions and getting things done on time and like since elementary school. And so when it happens as a 41-year-old, it makes me feel like I'm 9 and getting in trouble with the teacher again. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but it was like, it just brings up these deep rooted feelings of shame is the only way I can describe it and frustration. And so it was just like, it was weird. Like I didn't like having to tap into those childhood feelings.
Are you able to kind of separate the two?
You know what? It hadn't dawned. I haven't had an experience in a while where I was where it felt so similar to how I felt as a kid.
Yeah.
And so I immediately was like, oh, I don't have to make a therapy appointment to talk about this. Like, it's like, I gotta analyze this. But I don't even know if I've thought about this in this way before, but I truly felt like a child the way I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I also have I've been yammering too much, but I have also been trying to do some like inner child work.
Okay.
And just like think about how I would want to talk to myself or talk, like reframe how I treat myself and speak to myself and about myself as I would if I were a kid or if I was my friend talking to me, anyway, hoobity doobity, a lot of work there still to be done.
Always.
Ugh, always. Well, look, we've got listeners to hear from.
We do. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we will hear from some of them.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets.
In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you? Have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. That sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
With no.
With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, we are back with kind of an existential question.
Yeah.
Dear Kate and Dory, writing to you hoping for some advice about how to find joy again. This past year has brought so many changes that I feel like I don't recognize myself and cannot remember the last time I felt truly joyful. Right when the pandemic started, my partner and his toddler moved in with me. He is still going through a divorce that has stalled for over a year, and I'm struggling with both that and my new role as a stepmother. He has been unemployed since January, partly due to the pandemic, and while I'm able to support us, his financial situation is a huge strain on me. There have been several deaths in our closer circle, over the past 6 months, and we both caught COVID. We are okay now, but the long-term exhaustion is real. We're currently looking for new housing because our building is being torn down, and my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer 2 months ago. I'm in therapy, and I feel grateful for what I have every day, but I seem to be completely unable to find joy again. I was recently offered my absolute dream job very unexpectedly and cannot find any excitement for it in my heart because I'm just too burned out. How do I take the opportunity of this new job to start a new, more joyful chapter in my life?
What answers do you have here?
Well, the first thing that occurs to me is I think that you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to find this joy. And that is adding to the stress that you feel because you're feeling stressed and then also feeling the stress of like, why don't I feel joyful? But like, of course you don't feel joyful. You've had a really shitty year. Like, I mean, I won't repeat everything you said, but like, it was just like one thing after another just kept coming. Like, you've had a lot of shit. And I don't think that like we can just pick up and move on, even if a good thing like an amazing new job happens. Like, I don't think you get to just like flip a switch and say, okay, now I'm joyful. Everything's great now. Like that, it just doesn't work that way. So I think you can simultaneously celebrate the new job and be excited for it while also being like, even though overall I still feel kind of shitty, and that's okay. Yeah. Like, it might take you a little while to kind of recover from all of this. And I do think the more that you're like, where's the joy? Where's the joy? It's going to be harder and harder to find the joy.
I had a few thoughts, which one is I would, again, let's repeat the Dory and I are not doctors reminder, but I would speak to your therapist about, like, you sound depressed to me. And as someone who has been depressed this year and sought out medical treatment for it, and it helped a lot. I'm taking Wellbutrin for depression. I think that is an avenue worth exploring with medical professionals. I just want to flag that because I could really relate to the feeling of not being able to find joy. I can understand that. There's also a really interesting article in the New York Times today, and it's called, there's a name for the blah you're feeling. It's called languishing. And it talks about this current feeling many of us are experiencing, this kind of joyless, aimless feeling. Mm-hmm. And so I want to validate you that you are not alone. It doesn't mean that this isn't serious, but I do feel like that these are really challenging circumstances that you are in terms of the stress of finances, of becoming a step parent. That's a huge, I mean, you have yes. like 50, your mom's illness, having COVID. I mean, just bam, 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 like Dory said. So, you know, I do think if you can take time to, I don't know how you would do this as a person who is the breadwinner and supporting a child and all that stuff. But if you have even an hour a day a week that's just yours, mm-hmm. that you use however you want to nourish yourself, whether that's sleep, baking bread, watching TV, whatever it is, I think finding time that's just for you with no outcome is so important. And I will say, like, one thing that does help kind of recenter my feeling of joy is like just writing down the happy moments that I had each day, or moments of gratitude. That, I mean, I know it sounds so trite, but like it does actually.
No, there have been like
help.
They've like done studies on gratitude. I think writing down your gratitude, like, and the things that you're grateful for, like, actually does help your mental state.
Yeah. But I also think, you know, you might benefit too from community of other people, like other step parents to talk to, or other people who are caregiving parents. I mean, these are isolating experiences that I think, or other COVID survivors. These are really hard circumstances. And I think it would benefit from having, you know, you having community and feeling like you're not alone. But you aren't alone because we're here.
Yeah, we are. We're here.
We're thinking.
I also didn't, I hope I didn't like come across, I didn't mean to say that like there is no joy. I'm just trying to say like, don't put so much pressure on yourself to find the joy. That's all I'm saying.
Sometimes there's no fucking joy.
Yeah. But you know, I think the joy will come back. I do. And I think Kate had some great ideas for how to kind of bring it back. Okay.
Aren't you nice?
Well, you know. All right.
Okay, this is a fascinating question. This listener writes, just listened to the most recent episode, and it made me think of a question I've been wanting to ask. I desperately need new perfume and want to find a new signature scent, but every time I'm in Sephora, I feel weird taking off my mask to test the scent. I have the same conundrum when buying candles. What's the protocol here? Trying to avoid buying online, having to return by mail only because I'm a tired mom. How do we sniff in a pandemic, Dory?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about this. I haven't tried to buy perfume or candles IRL.
I did go into the Sephora and I sprayed two scents on me. And then I was like, oh, I can't sniff this. I did not take my mask down because I thought that was against the rules. And I also, you know, don't want to get anyone sick or get myself sick. So my thought would be to either like get a bunch of the little testing strips that they have at a perfume place.
I had that thought too.
Spray a bunch, write what each one is, and then go outside and sniff.
Yeah. I think you could do that. I think you could also ask if they have any samples.
Yes. Great idea, Dory.
Because then you could just take them home and see how they work for you. And like, it's better for a store to give you samples than for you to return an opened bottle of perfume that they're just going to have to throw out.
Yeah. And I don't know if Sephora has perfume samples, but definitely like, you know, a department store should have perfume samples. I know this is not completely without cost, but LuckyScent.com will send samples. They sell them for, I think, like $6 a sample. Mm. So if you have, so I've sometimes, they also have stores in Los Angeles. So I've gone into their stores, but you can order them online. So if you have a bunch of scents you want to try, you could order some samples. And obviously that still comes at a cost. But in terms of candles, I don't know. There's also websites where you can like essentially split fragrances with people. Hmm. Like you, like they decant the fragrance into a tinier thing. Like I'm looking at one called scentsplit.com, but I believe there's others. So they sell, like they take the perfume, they split it up and put it in a bunch of tiny bottles, and then you buy the tinier bottle. So that
that's interesting.
Fragrancesplit.com. I think there are a bunch of
different
websites.
We had
like
a
this.
Sponsor for a while. Remember that sponsor, Scentbird?
Yeah. And they had smaller, like,
they
decants
had small, yeah, they, like, decant perfume, and they sell it to you in a smaller thing. So I don't know. That could also be an option.
Yeah. Candles, sometimes you can buy a smaller version, but again, you know. And I guess my last advice would be, like, wait until the pandemic's over.
Yeah. Also good advice.
Not a fun answer, but, you know.
But here we are.
I know. Here we are.
All right. Let's hear a voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Annie from Chicago. I was actually calling. I had to pause the pod because somebody was asking about getting sunscreen off. And I actually kind of by accident discovered a new product. So I live in Chicago, so I haven't had to deal with, you know, getting sunscreen off of my body so much this year yet. Still waiting for it to get warm. But, I actually randomly got a little gift set of Sol body, like body products, and it's actually a subsidiary of ColourPop. And one of the things that was included in there was a body cleansing oil. So you guys are like right on target as far as like it using an oil cleanse, because that generally gets the sunscreen off for me. But they make a body oil cleanser so that you can get it off your body as well. So when you go to the beach or you're just like, you know, doing your thing in LA or wherever you are, where it's actually warm, then you can use that before you use your regular body soap. And I actually really, really, really love it. And I think you guys should know about it. So yes, it's Sol. It's S-O-L. And it's a body cleansing oil. And if you hear my son in the background, he's sitting in the car with me right now. So, so I just wanted to let you know, and I had to pause the pod. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you for the rec.
How cool. It's a body cleansing oil that ColourPop encourages you to do as the first step of a double cleanse with your body. I've never double cleansed my body.
I know, but I'm here for this recommendation.
Busy in the shower tomorrow. All right, Dor, let's take a break.
Let's do it.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. Gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay. We're back.
Shall I read this email, Dory?
Yes, please.
All right. So we heard from a listener about this sounds like a challenging situation to me. Hi, Kate and Dory. I was wondering if you or any of your listeners have any insight for my situation with aging parents. I am 27, married, and just got accepted into grad school. This would entail a move to the East Coast for 2 years. I'm on the West. I've never lived anywhere other than my hometown, and my husband and I are so excited about this new adventure. My struggle is this. I am an only child and have received a lot of negativity regarding this move away from my parents. They are in their early 70s and both have quite a few health concerns. I worry that now is my only time to go back to school before they start needing my help more or before I have kids. I know that this would be the best decision for me, but not necessarily the best for them. The guilt trips I am receiving from them are really starting to wear me down. How do adult children handle their parents' expectations for their care as they get older? I feel like I can't win. I either choose what is best for my husband and I, or I give into the guilt and miss out on a great opportunity for my future. I am starting counseling soon, but always love to hear your perspectives.
This is tough.
Yeah.
I personally feel like you should go. But Kate, do you have advice about how to like manage this listener's parents?
I would encourage you to speak with your counselor about boundary setting. There seems to be some like definite boundary issues going on, I think, with your parents.
Good call.
Not with you. And I think personally, I think leaving to go to grad school is a very natural progression of one's life. I mean, I've not gone to grad school, but you know, like that's a very moving away, leaving the nest, however you want to call it. Like that is where you're right. That is where you are supposed to be in your life. You've presented with this amazing opportunity. It's exciting. It will help you in your future career goals. I agree with Dory that you should do it. And I think you can communicate to your parents that you feel like this is the best time. You obviously care about them and your relationship to them and will support them. I'm unclear if they're just mad you're leaving or if they have serious health needs and they need a caregiver. So I'm a little unclear about what they need. But I also think that stuff can hopefully be figured out. And, you know, look, I don't want to be insensitive to the needs of parent caring because, you know, I haven't quite been through that yet other than being a caregiver for my mom. But like, I think it's really challenging. And I don't want to speak out of turn because, again, I have not been in this position. So I think I would love to hear from people who have navigated this because it sounds extremely complex and challenging. And, you know, you want to support and care for your parents, but I also think you do have to live your life.
I think that's such a good call about boundaries.
It's a boundary thing, right?
Like, yeah.
And you can also say to them, like, I really hear you and I love you, but I'm not going to take your calls again if it's about this. Like, I'm going to have to hang.
Ooh,
like,
you don't
want to be cruel, but like set some clear boundaries with them
so
that they aren't just guilt tripping you all the time.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm sorry you're in this position, though. That's really hard.
Yeah. All right. One last text. Help me, Obi-Wan Kate Horsey. Wow.
I know. I love it.
You're my only hope. But seriously, Boscia has been discontinued at Sephora and they don't ship to Canada from their website. I need a reminder of your list of fave face mists or a reminder of the episode number and I'll go find them. I've been using the Boscia Witch Hazel Rose Water for years and now I need a replacement before my last bottle runs out.
Okay. I have so many thoughts as our dear friend Elizabeth Holmes likes to say. Okay, so the first thing, I actually already texted this listener, number one. I was like, thanks for the nickname.
Well, well, well.
Oh, yeah, we are tight. Okay, so my first recommendation is actually a Canadian brand. So it should be easy for you to get, and I imagine the price point is similar to Boscia. I imagine the price point is similar to Boscia. I love this face mist. It is by Graydon, and it is called the Face Food Mineral Mist. It's a fantastic face spray. One of my personal favorites, as I've mentioned before, is Josh Rosebrook's Hydrating Accelerator. I love that mist. I need to buy myself a big jug of it, but I've got other mists that I'm currently using and liking, including 54 Thrones, Osun African Beauty Water Hydrating Glow Mist, a gift from Dory. I also really like that. But I wanted to point out that Thayer's makes an alcohol-free witch hazel facial mist with rose petal that should cost around $11. Now, I know you don't have Target in Canada, Can you order from Ulta? Can you order from Amazon? This should be a pretty easy get.
Maybe it's at Shoppers.
Maybe it's at my favorite store, Ye Olde Shoppers. Canada's finest tiny grocery store mixed with an amazing beauty store. I've never seen anything like it. So those are some recommendations. You know, we also have a podcast sponsor, Fleur and the Bee, and I've been using their rosewater facial toner, and it's really great. And it's, I think, around like $18. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you want a pod sponsor rec, I'm really liking theirs. So I hope I gave you
Just want to point out that if you go to our website and you click on the little magnifying glass up at the top right-hand corner and you type in mist.
Good idea, Dory.
You will get several episodes with many of Kate's mist recommendations. In fact, I'm looking right here on episode 102. On this week's episode, Kate shares her mist list.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's all here. So it's I'm nonstop. Just saying there's resources available for you, listener.
Check out
we're
the
here
website.
For you.
Yeah. You know what, Dory? A listener, we were talking about doing Forever 35 mist connections, and a listener texted us and said, as long as it's mist, M-I-S-T,
I know, that is so funny.
I was like, is this Can Dory we do that? Texting I mean, us this?
It might be.
Pun master. Yes, mist connections. I fucking
so
love
good.
It. So good. Okay.
Whew. All right. Well, this has been a pleasure.
It has. Love getting to chat with you.
Yep, same. And all right, listeners. Everyone. We will talk to you soon.
Ta-ta.
Bye.